Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Bahamas Botanicals, distributed by Bristol, Burger King, Central Bank, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Collect, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, the Ministry of Tourism, National Workers Cooperative Credit Union, Prince Masters, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Bahamas, Bahamas,
Bahamas, Bahamas, Bahamas,
Bahamas,
independent,
Bahamas. Bahamas.
Brothers and sisters, to join in unity for independence.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Beautiful day, Monday, July 7th, 2025, 3 days away from 52 years old. Grateful to be in your company. Always grateful to chop it down with you. Ministry of Tourism wants you guys to know that the Ministry of Tourism, Investment, and Aviation wants to invite you to vote now for the Caribbean Journal's third annual Bahamas Travel Sustainability Awards at Caribbean Journal's official website and ballot link. Support the best of the Bahamas before September 2nd. I want you guys to be able to do that and make sure you know that. Calix also wants to let you guys know that Pop the Top from Calix is back, and it's bigger than ever. Calix, the bear of the Bahamas, is giving away $200,000 in cash and prizes. Purchase your favorite Calix bear and look up under the cap. You can be a winner. Free Calix bear, Calix merch, or cold hard cash could be yours just for drinking Calix beer. Calix reminds you to drink responsibly, boy. And also, this Love on a Two-Way Street is back for one final encore. We're going to have them here on Wednesday to be able to have a good conversation with them. We were supposed to have it last week, Thursday. But, you know, life was lifing. So they're going to be here with us on Wednesday at the top of the show to be able to talk real quick about what's happening. And they want you to be able to join them at July 11th, 2025 at 8 p.m. at St. John's College Auditorium in Stapleton Gardens for the emotional roller coaster that stole the hearts of audiences across Nassau. The ticket's going to be $50. Box office is at Doc's Pharmacy and 17 Shaw. Give him a call at 802-0602 to reserve yours today. Love on a two-way street. One street, two hearts, a lifetime of choices. And I got to let you know, my very good friends, Emma, they got everything laid out for you. I told you, I'm feeling a little bit better. I just want to let you know this. I don't know. I mean, I felt horrible. And I had to go on this kind of a detox thing, right? And if you're in this kind of a position, if you're in this kind of a space or whatnot, I just always like to share this with you to let you know exactly what's what. But if you're in this kind of a position and you need to be able to do that, I always tell you, go check out my good girl, Dr. Teresa Moxie Adeling Smith, right? She has everything available for you with Cocoa Plum Wellness Bahamas. Give her a call at 445-8111, 445-8111. They are in the new location in One West Plaza. So we are getting ready to do a live remote out there, and we're going to be going out there as soon as she gets all her ducks in the row. We're going to be able to do that. Hopefully she doesn't do it when I decide to take a couple days off. But we're going to be able to do that. Now, if you're in that kind of a position, I always tell you, go check her out and see exactly what's what. 445-8111. And she's available in the One West Plaza now. All right. Pick up your guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. This is a national emergency. Pintown outlines FNN plan to respond to alarming teen mental health report. Right. I listened to Kai Mills. I'm going to have Kai Mills on tomorrow. Okay, listen, you hear me. I'm going to have Kai Mills from Abaco call into the show tomorrow. We're going to have a good show. He and I spoke. He said, I don't know all. I don't know you. How come I don't know you? I know all of them fellas down there. I'm sure he didn't say fellas. I just can't remember the word he used, right? at the Guardian. So hopefully he's going to be coming on with us today. But it's peculiar. I was watching it live with him. And Kai Mills said that the young children are dying. They are willing to commit suicide because they don't want to be in the Bahamas no more. When he said that, I chuckled. And I didn't chuckle because of what he said. I chuckled because the concept and idea that the children don't want to be in the Bahamas no more, wasn't this just Earth, Kai? This is me looking at his live and saying this. And then I realized something. Many of the children don't know about Earth. They only know about the Bahamas. So the pain, the suffering, the indifference, the trials, the tribulation that continue to be able to befall them is as a result of the environment that they are in the Bahamas. I feel like Kai was correct. So the Free National Movement has indicated that they outlined plans in response to the alarming teen mental health report. This kind of a reactive approach, you know, and everybody would say, oh, why, Howard, Jesus, you always, no, listen to me. Let me tell you why. I have to do this for you. Let me tell you why. Garth could tell you this. My business partners could tell you this. Anyone who sits in the studio with me can tell you this. There are relentless conversations about possibilities to be able to develop the country at all times. At all times, at any given time. People who come to me after the show and sit out in the parking lot with me sometimes 25 minutes, 30 minutes to talk about national issues for growth and development. They can tell you that we've always been in a posture of trying to figure out whether that's immigration, whether that's political aspect, whether that is education. There is always elements that we lay out to have this kind of a conversation about growth and development. So when I see the Free National Movement take this kind of a stance and be able to project this nationally to say that we now have, or we we're now presenting and outlining a plan in response to the alarming teen mental health report. These children have been kind of grappling and struggling with mental health issues for a very long time. These issues, ask Dr. David Allen, these issues have existed especially after the proliferation of crack and the proverbial or the so-called crack babies. Come on, man, y'all don't want to have this kind of a conversation. The FNM was in power in the early 90s when these things perpetuated in society. The PLP was in power when they was free basic. You remember this, right? I don't think after 1992, after 1910, they didn't call it free basic no more. So in the 80s, the PLP was in power when there was free basic. Now they're just free diving straight into crack cocaine. and the minds of the second generation, the minds of those particular children, those crack babies that exist in our society right now, so-called crack babies. We've seen those things long time. And in 2025, for you to be able to come out and say, we're now presenting a plan to be able to outline those things. Come on, man. These are issues that should have always been on your platform. You see, there are some things that we can always identify in the Free National Movement that they've always talked about. Let's just shoot straight. They are always going to find a way to be able to talk to us about foreign direct interests and the ideas about being able to fix business in our country and preparing ourselves to be able to look good from a global standpoint in preparation to do business, the ease of business, and being able to be frugal. The Free National Movement is business. They deal with business, 100%. They deal with business. I'm not going to fight them. But as a political organization, especially in an ever-changing time, you need to be open enough to understand that the introduction of these particular things on a national platform should not be presented as brand new. For me, Howard Grant, I would say the Free National Movement is building on our continuous plans to be able to deal with teens, and we're going to have a concentration on boom, boom, boom. This is just me. I always look out for people like me who can dissect your words. So I will always, because you have to have an element that you were dealing with teens. You have to have an element that you were dealing with all these particular things. And so if you were dealing with it before, all you do now is fortify it with newfound information, new data, new persons who would have gone off and come back and being able to volunteer in these areas. Come and talk to me. It's just Howard. Anyway, Prime Minister Bahamas looking at diversifying currency peg. This is the Prime Minister. This says two arrested over Exuma boating accident that injured a tourist. Lawyer accused of disorderly behavior acquitted. Make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper, all the information's in there, and dive into it, chop it down, let's talk about it, and be able to see exactly where we are. In the studio with me today is none other than my good friend, Garth Rosberg. Now, Garth, before I let you say anything, I just want to be able to give a preamble for what the expectations of persons have as we creep closer to July 10th. There is a subconscious expectation that every station you tune into would have some elements of Bahamian in it. And especially talk shows that will sit down and identify persons of old, the old elk of our society. I've done this many times. If you follow me over the years, I've done this many times. And they sit down and pontificate and wax eloquently about yesteryear and, you know, the glory that was the good old days, the golden age of the Bahamas. And as I take my head out of this, the depth of nostalgia, I look around and those good old days are gone. The pillars have been moved. The place is burning. All these things are happening now. And so I often want to be able to find answers for what exists today. And so we're not going to have the stereotypical, culturally typical conversation leading into July 10th. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to kind of let you know that. Say good afternoon to people out there.
Well, Howard, my birthday is July 14th. I'm looking forward to it. As you get older, you got to celebrate that.
You traveling for your birthday?
Man, I'm working. You know, I like to work.
You're working.
I like to work and make my contribution. But I would say, Howard Grant, that it's always a privilege to sit with you. I love your mind. I don't know if many Bahamians consider you to be a natural resource. But
I doubt it.
But if we use the brilliant people of our country, whether they are older or younger than we are, we can grow our country. I want to give a special shout out, Howard Grant, to one of our civil servants, Mr. Peter Petho, who is admonishing all private and people. So please, Howard, if you turn around, All he wants you to do is to iron the flag. You don't want no flag.
That's what he said.
Yeah, Peter said, don't fly no flag in this country.
I'll let Jenny know that.
Unless you iron the flag first.
Iron the flag.
You got to look good.
Iron the flag.
So that's Peter Bethel. Okay. And I promised him I would let you on. And I look right behind you. I see the flag got iron. I mean, I just say
you can see it too, guys. GottiTalkRadio.com. GottiTalkRadio.com. You'll be able to pick it up.
You know, Howard Grant. But it's a privilege to sit with you always because not that you're my younger brother, but I have high regard for your brain. I also have a high regard for your mother, who I think has given stellar service to this country, even though many may not want to recognize it because she's a female. But we got to stop pulling each other down. This black crab syndrome thing that's a part of our culture, got to be adopted as a part of our independence. If you're going to move forward, you cannot crawl on your brother's back and pull him down. That doesn't work. Or your sister's back and pull them down. I've heard commentary online about Cynthia Mother Pratt. Somebody had an issue with her.
Oh, I didn't see that.
But I heard that you know, she shouldn't be affiliated with such. But my thing is that, listen, we're all behaving. And as Howard has said in the past, as we go into the silly season of politics, we find everything wrong with each other, not understanding that the world is listening and watching based on our proximity to the United States of America. We are actually positioned by the Creator himself to be right at the doorstep of the universal greatness of the planet Earth itself. When you look throughout the universe, you see space, you see silence, you see empty real estate. But when you come to Earth, the place that is most positioned paradisically, am I talking okay, Howard?
Paradisically.
Is what? The Commonwealth of the Bahamas. When you understand the value of being a Bahamian citizen, then it says to me that you now need to include yourself in this conversation, Howard Grant, on Guardian Radio 96.9. You need to be a part of the foundation. The foundation is where we are prepared to build this country from the bottom. Which way, Howard?
Up.
Up. And if you're not a part of that, I mean, I have my own show on Sunday. I do. But when it comes to during the week, who do you listen to? Who do you want to listen to? What do you want to listen to? You want to listen to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM because we have no horse in the race. What we do have is a country to build.
I like that, Garth. And I want to be able to start it off there. I think we've taken on this kind of position. And over the few weeks, we've had significant contributions. And I'd like to start here. And for those persons who are indifferent, who want to be able to hear the traditional concepts and ideas for what independence means and sort of, you know, for us to be able to wax eloquent about those concepts and ideas of our forefathers who came up with that. All right. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about that today. I did it before. I did it. I stretched the thing out far and wide. I brought on a great deal of people. I had great conversations. Yeah, it's in the archives. You can go and check that out. But as we get deeper, especially given the fact that this is a charged election season, I'd like to be able to talk about leadership. And the reason why we talk about leadership is because there is an expectation that from the oil that flows from the head and that flows to the body would be able to determine the direction that we would be able to go in the country. And there is, whether pronounced or otherwise in our country, there is an expectation that leadership at least provides a vision and galvanizes the people around him or her to lead this country in the direction for growth. Now, this kind of a generic concept where we are presenting ourselves as leaders, but in the truest sense and the truest form, our sovereignty has already been sold to America, Europe, and all over the place. Yeah. There is a yearning, a desire for our people to identify real leadership. And I want to talk about that today. And I think that's why I want to be able to have this kind of a conversation with Kai Mills tomorrow, because for all intents and purposes, from what I'm hearing, Kai Mills is definitely in the game. That's one. Michael Pine is definitely in the game. That's two. And these are non-traditional fringe organizations that individuals who are independent, rather, that is making a significant indent in the political landscape in our country.
If the FNF, the individual that they picked, I think he's Omar Isaacs, I think that's his name,
West Grandma.
But also said that an independent going into West Grandma and Bimini would have had a good chance if they were stable. Howard Grant could have gone in there independently and made a huge impact. And even so, still yet, you still may be able to do so.
My cousin called me and asked me if I come in down there.
So what has happened is because... Can I be truthful once again on the show? You know, I like to be truthful. I can only be truthful.
I don't understand why you have to.
You keep calling me. But I got to say this because then if I can't say the right thing, I can shut up. I ain't going to say nothing at all.
I'm going to say, I'm not going to fight you.
Because the Progressive Liberal Party waited until almost 4 years before they even became active in this country. Am I truthful so far?
3.5 years, yeah.
Okay, good. And the Free National Movement never caught their breath.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Up to this point.
Still truthful, right?
Yeah.
It left room for independents to step into a race if they are stable and financially capable of entering the race.
They would have had to been working. They had to been working, okay, and familiar. And you know something? The truth is that work doesn't always have to be in the constituency, all right?
Just publicly known.
You just have to be publicly known and publicly known to be able to move in this particular direction.
You call Howard Grant's show. You're mad at Howard talking COI language. You're mad at Howard. You're mad at a whole lot of other people in other spaces. But let me tell you why you cannot be mad at Howard. There is a Howard Grant and Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm not going into any details about that. But there, first of all, is a process that you have to follow. You cannot be an outlaw when it comes to your media presence, number one. Number two, the candidates that you choose, as Howard just said, you have to be present and accounted for publicly throughout the nation to be respected. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that, that's also a strike against you. As we look at your constituency, we look at your family life, if we can, do you really truly have it all together? We understand your message, but we're not certain that we can even trust the messenger.
Now, that ain't for me to make a determination of any of these particular things. My responsibility in this particular space is that this, okay, and this that I said to someone, and I need you all to listen very clearly. This may be an inappropriate conversation to have as we lead up to July 10th, but it's important because we're in the thick of election season. Now, when I was in a hotel, there is something, we provide seasonal rates, okay? Seasonal rates. As you're in the hotel, you provide seasonal rates. If you come into the hotel, right now, you could go into any one of the major hotels. If it's not 100% occupied and they don't have all these particular persons in there on a lower season, right, on a down season, they can be able to give you good rates as a Bahamian, mm-hmm. right, a local rate, right? Now, on the high season, these local rates don't exist. We don't have rooms to play with y'all. We out here to make money. This is the hotel. Mm-hmm. And in many instances, depending on the demand and the amount of persons coming into the country, we could actually have what we call a rack rate, which is the top tier rate for the going of those particular rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be very clear about this. Mm-hmm. Now, given our relationship and our proximity to each other, there is an expectation that you during a lower season, that in the midst of a political season, you could get the same rate. It doesn't make sense.
Listen to me.
Excuse me. This is business.
But listen to me, though, Howard. Right now, the reason why you have to call me and say, Garth, you're available. Right now, with the beekeeping season, right now, I got 7 jobs ahead of me before the nightfall of Tuesday. Right now. That's big money. This is my Christmas season.
This is your high season.
This is when I collect all the honey for the year.
Listen, you ain't gonna give 3% off.
This ain't the time for that.
Not in a bad way.
No.
Now, to all those aspirants, independents, individuals.
This the season.
This is the station that persons have been listening to be able to absorb and understand and apply their political and national news.
This is the season.
Okay, so they come in here. You all come here to reach our tens of thousands. Let's call
followers,
it.
Yeah.
Let's call it 100,000. Let's be decent.
And you don't give us a dollar.
Not that you don't want to give us a dollar. You think that this is a public service announcement. You think that you're coming here to tell me about the change that's going to happen in your constituency, and I should be honored to have you as a public service announcement.
Yeah.
I ain't fighting your. belief. Passion.
And your belief.
I ain't fighting your belief.
No.
I am simply saying, and we're saying,
we have a service to offer.
That this is our high season.
We worked all year for this high season.
We have waited and worked, and many of these guys have sat with me pro bono.
Yeah.
No charge.
Yeah.
But now, this expectation is that I can give it to you for a slack situation.
No, sir, it can't happen.
It can't happen.
It's just like me.
I got to make money, and Guardian Radio got to make money.
Yes.
Because we can't stay on the radio for free.
That's,
but we got to pay BPL, even though our light cut off 2 times yesterday. We got to pay... We got to pay...
telephone.
All our telephone.
Got
we got to pay...
Producer.
Waters, producers.
Sales.
Staff.
Marketing.
Everything. Everything.
The host.
This
yeah.
business.
This business. And this is what I said to them about Bahamas.
But these people literally mad at me. And I don't know why you say that, but this is the truth.
I'm telling you
this. They're literally angry with me.
This generation.
Because I ain't giving them a slack situation.
This generation wants a slackness. I ain't scared to tell you all this. That's why I told them. They're trying to mix up Bahamas Air and immigration. That's one conversation. That's two different conversations. Bahamas Air is a business. Immigration is a national what? Security situation.
Somebody just hit me up and say, Howard, since you're talking about bees and honey, tell God I need my honey to be thing for.
It there?
Yeah, your honey downstairs.
Okay, tell them who God is. Is it downstairs or is it downstairs?
Your honey downstairs.
Okay, then. So what are they telling me?
Your honey downstairs. Just go down there, ask Jenny for your honey. You got it straight. You're straight.
You're straight. What did God say? You what?
And he wasn't sure if he's coming. He come by me first thing today. And he say, Howard, carry this down there. Somebody won this yesterday. Boom, boom, boom. And I say, you look like you're busy today. You got anything to do? You might as well come sit with me.
Yeah, and I said to you, I'm busy as hell.
He's busy as
but
hell.
What I do, listen, I come sit with my friend.
I'm not going to fight you.
Okay,
sir.
Then. Listen to me, Bahamian people. As we move towards 52 years with Howard Grant, the Foundation, Guardian Radio, listen to me very carefully. Forward. This is about business. The Bahamas has to be B for business. We have business for the world. It's tourism. It's fishing. It's farming. It's legal services. Is agriculture. This B in the Bahamas right now is global for business. Howard Grant, go ahead.
Quick commercial break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
Run with me to the store to get some salt beef and flour for mama to cook. We pick some limes from the tree and we pick some sapodilly. Then we make some switcher to drink to wash down the food. My Bahamian bank. Growing up on the island, catching the fish with my bait and my line.
Growing up on the island,
sitting on the rock, everything is fine.
Growing up on
planting
the island,
my corn and my peas and my sweet potato.
Nothing sweeter
than Bahamian thing. Oh, na na na. Yeah, na na na.
Hungry for a deal that hits the spot and your wallet? Then stop by Wendy's and grab our $15.95 meal deal for two. Choose two of your favorite entrees, a Dave's single, spicy chicken, or a 10-piece nugget. Served with two junior fries and 16-ounce drinks. All for just $15.95. At Wendy's, we're always serving quality food at a great price. Available for a limited time.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up. Connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
When looking for a financial institution that provides retirement savings, education savings, loans, and more, you want to be able to find one that you can trust. At National Workers Cooperative Credit Union, we provide a vehicle for the financial and social areas financial services, serving you in Nassau, Andrus, Grand Bahama, and Barry Islands. Inquire about your needs today at 397-5800 or visit our website at www.nwccubahamas.com.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Throughout history, from bartering in ancient markets to the invention of paper currency, convenience has been at the heart of the way we pay. As time marched on, so have we, from barter to cash and cash to digital. Whether you pay with an online bank transfer, digital wallet, or contactless card, with digital payments options, the world never stops evolving, and neither should you. Choose freedom, choose flexibility, choose convenience. The future of pay is digital. Visit us online at livedigitalbahamas.com and on social media.
Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
On the dock, they're doing what we call Bahama Rock. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, yeah. Bahama Rock.
Let's go. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, live and in full effect. I'm here with Garth, just being able to have a good conversation. Garth, I appreciate these things, man. You know, sometimes, you know, you be shy and skirt around an issue and not deal with it head on the way that you should. Because how do you approach this? How do you mount these issues when you come on radio? How do you say to people that this is a different season entirely, right? For all those persons who are consumers and who are business persons, you know, you can't ask me for no discount in December. You just can't do it. I mean, not in a bad way. Not that I don't like you. Not that I don't like you, but you know it's 350,000 people on the road, 100,000 who live here, and 50,000 from the family islands and all over the world. And they are listening to radio. They want to hear about the prices. They want to hear about the opportunities and so forth. And so this could be no possible way that we can offer you any significant discount. Now, if you are a friend of the station, if you have afforded us great opportunities throughout the year, yes, we will definitely give consideration to that. But if this is something new that you're trying to introduce, come on, man. Come on. I just want to be decent as possible as I have this kind of conversation with you and being able to talk about this, right? So I'm grateful to you, grateful to have these kind of conversations with you. Adrian, you know that I'm on the radio. You could text me.
Adrian, hello.
Yeah. Adrian, you could.
No, when you hear these names, you know it's election time. But you know it's election time.
Adrian is my friend.
But you know it's election time.
Yeah. But he's called me regular.
Yeah, they show up.
Right?
He's called you regular.
Yeah, but he called, you know, I understand. Adrian, text me, please. This is, I just wanted to have this kind of a clear conversation with you. I looked at a few things and I started to talk about this. We started to talk earlier today about this kind of a concept and idea about leadership and identifying leadership. I've said to you on Friday that the Free National Movement has rolled sort of a lackluster 17. I think that there has been some sparks throughout the 17. There's some good expectation, even with the 7. That has reemerged and been returned. I'm coming to find out of the remaining 22 that there may be even more persons coming from a former administration. So we're going to look for that. But it's sort of a lackluster and kind of fell flat. right? For me, for the expectation of what the Free National Movement has kind of placed us in. Oh boy, this is going to be big. Oh boy, you know, all this time, you know, they were supposed to come out on June 1st. It didn't happen. And we've been waiting and anticipating and only to see this. And it was like sort of a womp, 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 not in a bad way. It's just like we were looking for something greater. We thought that you were doing some heavy recruitment around the country, that people were enthusiastic to be able to run to the movement. And you came out here with the people who telling us that, you know, we heard Marvin Dames. Marvin Dames is my good friend. But he said something. He says he has some unfinished business. The business belongs to the people, and they were finished with you, not in a bad way. Not, like, I don't want to diss, like, I don't want to set up like I'm trying to diss these people. But when we take the onus and this kind of an idea that this opportunity belongs to us and we must complete this, it's as though legacy without the consideration for why these particular things has happened. And maybe a lot of these persons were kind of washed away with the wave, right? Maybe these persons were washed away with the wave. Right? But nonetheless, the Free National Movement cannot boast of us of a deep tent or, you know, a wide tent that you have resources in identifying persons to be able to come to the forefront with. Not if you're presenting 40% of the persons that you've presented for the first rollout of 17 were persons that is familiar to the entire country, right? And then I look at this kind of a layout. If I were the PLP, can I be decent right now? Well, I'll just like maybe a pinch indecent. If I was the PLP, I wouldn't change one boundary. Well, I'm sorry. I wouldn't add one seat. I will shift boundaries. If I was the PLP.
I wouldn't even shift.
I wouldn't. No, well, you got to shift because Kalani has too much person. You got to be able to shift it into. But then, listen, watch me. You got to shift it into.
Watch out.
No.
You can't go to Golden Isles.
You got to shift it. You got to find a way to shift this.
You can't shift it. Golden Isles is full too. Golden Isles is just as big as Kalani.
Well, these man, them know it should be able
listen
to
me, old boy. I wouldn't shift a thing. If you are not threatened, would you move in?
But if you don't shift it and don't create this new seat that
you don't have to.
These Free National Movement was looking for this golden calf.
Okay. I wouldn't shift the thing. Then they got to stay in St. Barnabas. That's what that means. I wouldn't shift the thing.
I don't know. Well, if Shannon Cartwright stayed in St. Barnabas, it's going to be it's a challenge for him.
I wouldn't shift the thing.
It's
going to
be
a
challenge for him.
I just said to you what I would do if I was the leader. I wouldn't shift the thing.
It's going to be a challenge.
Listen to me, Howard Grant. And I want you being people to just tell Garth the honest truth. If you don't want to tell Howard the truth and tell Howard a lie, go ahead and lie to Howard Grant. Very few people, Howard Grant, maybe people like yourself, have gotten into politics for what? Service. Very few.
I really did.
Very few, I said. I just told you the truth. Most people want to get... Let me tell you why people want to get into parliament. When you get into parliament, you got an automatic salary coming in to talk. You ain't got to work hard like Garth and do beekeeping, plumbing, fishing, farming, construction, and property management. All you got to do is show up in a nice suit, look good like you're going to church, and talk. You got $28,000 a year coming to you. That's what you look forward to when you're campaigning. First of all, Howard Grant, you want to win... The constituency to represent the parliamentary secretary salary involved. There's no cabinet minister salary involved. There's no prime minister or deputy prime minister salary involved. You just want to win so you can be a what? A member of parliament. When you're a member of parliament, that means you become instantly what? Popular. Everybody got to know you. All the young children in the community, the little young pretty girls
they should know.
Or handsome fellas got to know you. When you go to any church in that constituency, they got to know you. You get favors because they know you. That's the benefit that you now get. You get a little red plate car, or you get a little blue plate car for your wife or your husband, and then you get a little thing on the side. Now that you are
cutting, man, wild
let me talk to Sim before we go to news.
That's wild.
If you become a parliamentary, your parliamentary secretary, you get a little office for a little organization, whether it's water and sewage or it's BAIC or what these other little things. You get a little extra money onto your $28,000. So right now, you're around $50,000, $60,000 a year. You're doing good now because for the previous year, you could even find $10,000 for yourself. All of a sudden, now everybody love you like the Messiah going through the streets of Jerusalem saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Now you're in the seat and they got 10,000 people calling your name saying, what you gonna give me next? Now they're saying, you crucify you, crucify you, crucify you. Does this sound familiar to you, Howard Grant?
Yes.
Okay, good. If you're in cabinet, you can get some things done. You can pave some roads, you can fix some lights, you can give some little social assistance. This is what happens when you go into cabinet. So this is why people in Sutton Shore are saying, I need to get to cabinet because the backbencher can't do nothing much. Does this sound familiar to you, Howard Grant?
Southern Shores.
I just use that as an example.
Okay. Yes.
If you are the deputy prime minister or the prime minister, you got carte blanche. You could do whatever the hell you want, say whatever you want. You get Keith San Salvador, everything done for Exuma, SpaceX, XX, XXX if you even want it.
That's wild.
I got to talk these things.
You wild today.
I talk in these things.
I just let you know.
Okay? So when you look at politics, let me ask you a question, Howard Grant. Where is the people in all of this aspiration? Ain't no service. You're looking for people to serve you. For the majority of them, I'm not saying all, there are a few exceptions to this rule.
Yeah.
So now that we understand what politics is in this country, you cannot tell Garth Roseboro what PLP, FNM, and COI. Because most people going into politics ain't going in there to serve you. And most people who support you are not supporting you because they like you. They're supporting you because there's something that they're looking forward to benefiting. And you know what you want to do? You want to kill Howard. You want to kill Dwight. You want to kill C.A. Newry and Aaron Green. You want to kill God Roseboro. You want to kill these people. I'm talking about kill us in terms of reputation and character. And you know what God says to you? To hell with friggin' you because you looking for something. I ain't looking for nothing. Howard ain't looking for nothing. Howard got a job. Howard here every day talking to you to tell you, grow some sense. And you know what you say to Howard Grant? You ain't know what you're talking about. And he ain't talking for Howard. I've been to Howard's house today, like he said. Howard's house is intact. Howard's family is intact. But your family in disarray, you know why? Because you, first of all, didn't give acknowledgement to who? Your creator? And you ain't give no acknowledgement to the common sense that he tried to put inside your heart. I just got to sit on Howard and off my chest. After the news, I promise you I'll be calm as ever.
This is heavy what you're saying. As you said that, I thought about members of parliament that I would have known over the years.
Yes.
And there are a handful that I can pick up through the fruits that they've shown us.
Fruits.
Because that's the only way we can know them. We know them by their
fruits.
That's all we know.
Like Frank Watson, he left fruits.
Yeah, yeah. So I could identify some men and women across the years,
yes.
Right? Over the past, I want to take it from 40 years. Over the past 40 years, we can identify men and women who would have done this for true service to people.
Yes.
And for the most part, I believe a lot of those who came with the intention to serve people have been contaminated by the observation that they've seen in our parliament with our parliamentarians and how they conduct business on behalf of the Bahamian people.
Yes.
Here, two, one for you, two for me. One for you, two for me.
Crooks.
One for you,
crooks.
Five for me.
Crooks.
One for you,
Tiefen.
Seven for me. Yeah,
wicked.
Yeah.
Evil.
Yeah, and I believe that people are enamored by the idea that no one is holding these people to account. And if no one is holding these people to account, then if I do it, ain't nobody gonna hold me to account. And this ain't everybody, you know. This is not everyone. But there are some people who wish to be able to get in here to get their hand on that so-called. Mm-hmm. Guys, let me take this next break, guys, and get the news. When we get back, we're going to open up the lines. I want you to join me in conversation, just talking about national issues, looking at it from a contrast to what's happening from an independent standpoint, and having a good conversation about where we're going from here. All right? Quick break. Going to be right back after news.
See my daddy pussy out with the trouble. So hot, so deep. Say boy, scraps and I'm hard to reach. So fast and forward, my hope is deep. And you let the scrap play the tricks on me. You touch it to the left, you touch it to the right. You took them to the north and south, the crab boy right on. Catch the crab boy, catch the crab boy. Catch the crab boy, crab boy. Catch the crab boy, catch the crab boy. Catch the crab boy, crab boy.
This is Guardian Radio.
your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I don't go in water. I just go to boat fight with somebody daughter. I like to go diving.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation live and in full effect. The lines are wide open. If you want to be a part of the conversation, I'd love that. Hit me up. I saw that Suriname's parliament elects the country's first female president amid economic turmoil. This crazy thing. And we're seeing a lot of shifts happening from the globe. We've seen the 26 girls that were missing out of Texas. Remember, I told you about this on Friday, said I woke up to this sort of an idea that Texas, were having their issues, and the storm was almost 30 feet and 45 minutes wiped out an entire, you know, community. And the issue, as we look at this, is that, first we heard about 27 persons were passed away, and, you know, they rescued some people. Then it rose to about 57. Then they found some of the girls, 11, and some of the girls, very young, 8-9-year-old girls, passed away. And now that it's creeping up to almost 100. This is crazy, man. If you look around the world, there is a lot of eruptions as it relates to volcanoes and whatnot. There is a disturbance. I don't know why y'all don't look at things like this. I really don't know. I don't know why y'all don't recognize that there is a shift. And if the atmosphere is saying to you that there is a shift, then you should consider your position and at least become a little bit quiet. You know what I mean? People just continue on their same old routine. They keep doing the exact same thing. They eat, and they don't even take time out to push their plate aside and be able to observe.
You recall what I said to you this morning about the smoke?
Yes.
What did I say?
You mean down in...
I said, you see the smoke rising in the air. You are not concerned. It's in your neighborhood. You're not concerned.
Nobody's concerned.
You turn to your corner. You're not concerned. When do you become concerned?
When they come in your house.
When you see that the fire is at your house.
And that's it.
This is what you're now saying to us about the world. Listen. We're not concerned about what's happening in the world. We're only concerned if the fire...
What happened to me?
Is at my house. That's it.
Yeah,
it's sad, but this is why your show is here, the foundation.
We got to be more sensitive to what's happening in the world, and I don't know whether or not a casual conversation as we tiptoe over this could be able to make you aware of anything, but there is a time for solitude, and there's a time for us to be able to separate ourselves and realign ourselves with what God has called us. I just got to be honest with you. I just got to be straight with you and say these particular things. It's time for us to be able to realign ourselves and move in the direction. I got to say this.
I laughed at you too, you know.
I got to say this.
You told me, God, you go around the back door by the kitchen. The dog them ain't going to do you nothing.
They ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah, but that.
You know them from they was young.
No, that's okay though. But the younger dog, me and him cool.
Yeah.
The older one got an attitude.
I know.
He may not, you may think he may not do me nothing. I sure he ain't gonna do you not, because the last dog will try to do you something. You tell me what you did with that dog.
I almost killed him.
Yeah, you give him away.
I give him away.
You give him away.
Yeah.
But that one in the back there?
I still got a bite on my belly. He bite me on my belly.
Okay, then.
Okay,
so, are you trying to tell me that dog in the back ain't gonna do me nothing?
Yeah.
I ain't listening to you, Howard Grant. I was checking how long the chain was. I said, now, if the chain don't reach, he can't do me nothing. But I ain't gonna say we break loose. I ain't running. So, this is how the world is. We have become conditioned to our environment, saying, you know what? My environment is comfortable. I don't need to worry about everyone else's environment. And the same thing happens in politics, Howard Grant, as you were saying earlier. In my party, nothing is wrong in my party because my party makes my environment comfortable. If the other party is in power, I become uncomfortable. And so this is why I'm prepared to fight you, Howard Grant, because if you're a proponent of the other party, I got to take you out. Why? Because you want to make my life uncomfortable. This is where the Bahamas is. You talk about 52 years of independence. We cannot be independent thinking this way. We are immature. We are amateur. And until we understand global society and how systems work, then we can truly say, you know what? Our government is either moving forward or moving backward. It cannot be a PLP, FNM, COI thing. It has to be a Bahamian thing. And a Bahamian thing says, you know what? As I said to you earlier in the conversation, God, the creator, has put us to the place where we sit at the doorstep of the most powerful country on earth. And what makes us different than them? They may be powerful, but we are what? Talk to me, man.
It's heavy what you're saying right now. As I assess these particular things and being able to make an assessment of our country, this is why I take it back to leadership. Because I don't see in the FNM or the PLP, right? I don't see those elements that says to us we are gauging and mapping global concepts, ideas, growth, development, and trends to make a determination how we should move locally.
Yeah.
We are steadily in a reactive space. Steadily.
Stubbornly too.
And it doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Because let me tell you why. I can tell you about my house, right? I said to my son, I think you should come home. I said this thing.
Your beloved.
My son.
Your beloved.
He was in North Carolina. And my wife would say, oh my God. But that ain't her responsibility. It's my responsibility to keep my family safe, right? Mm-hmm. So I said to my son, based upon what we were seeing happening, based upon all these things that were emerging, based upon what I was ingesting, based upon what I understood, based upon what I hear, I said to him, I think you should come home. I said this to him in January. I said, come home, we can be able to get you. We set him up. Him and my daughter going to COB, the UB, right now. Mm-hmm. They're going to UB this semester. And I said this to him, and I said, I don't know if you prepared. Right after I said this to him, the issues happened. Hurricane hit South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, North Carolina, but it wasn't in his area. So his area was untouched. Mm-hmm. But so many people died. If you remember this, the other day, this has just happened this year. So many persons died. I called him. I couldn't get him. I couldn't get him because he just doesn't answer his phone.
To you?
He just doesn't answer his phone. Daddy, I was busy. I was doing this. I was doing that, or whatever the case may be, right? So I called him and said, I think you should come home. He comes home. Now we hear issues with visas and all these things. And I don't want to make it seem like this is such an overwhelming issue that everyone should consider this, but I have the responsibility to make a determination how I'm going to navigate my family. Mm-hmm. Not about how the world reacts, not about how the community reacts, how I'm going to take care of my family. And I don't take care of my family based upon what I see you do or somebody else do. I'd use the intellect that I have, that sort of sensitivity I have, the connection that I have with my family and with God, more specifically, to say, I think you should move. I think you should do this particular thing. Mm-hmm. And so I did that. I brought him home and I asked my daughter. I said, listen, baby, do you want to... She was determined to go to the States to school. Mm-hmm. And I just asked her, I said, you still want to go to the States to school? Because I had a good conversation. I'm on Friday. Somebody called me from South Carolina. Thursday, somebody called me from South Carolina. And they were saying there's some great opportunities down here to be able to do this, this, and this. I asked my daughter, do you still want to go to the States? You know what she says to me? No. Not right now, Daddy. I'm trying to say to you that if you set a standard, you identify true north in your own home. It doesn't matter what's happening around the world. We will stay connected to our conviction. Mm-hmm. The Bahamas has not done that. the Bahamas as a nation has always meandered shift in their thinking, in their thought pattern, in their position to what the world does. Mm-hmm. Even the language that says we have to become accustomed to these world concepts, never standing on our conviction, never standing in our position, never standing in the direction that we were called to. However, we believe that if we don't do this, we will be left out of the progression or the concepts and ideas that are ruling the world. This is crazy stuff to me. This is crazy.
Well, Howard Grant, we have to. I listen to organizations in the country speak about immigration woes. I listen to you talk about tourism. I listen to you speak about our social conditions. And even as you agitate 52 years in coming, you know that the greatest situation that has developed in our country has been our inability to have the perseverance to grow our own food.
Mm-hmm.
You are a biblical man, Howard Grant, and you mm-hmm. believe in biblical principles. Cain had the birthright. Cain had the inheritance. Cain had the material possessions of the family. Cain had the title. And for one plate of food, Cain gave it all away. The Bahamas continues to give away its sovereignty or any aspirations of true liberation and independence.
You mean Jacob and Esau?
Jacob and Esau, sorry. Yeah. Because I you know about Cain. I went all the way back to Genesis. My apologies. Yeah. But you give away your sovereignty, and you give away your nobility. You give away your inheritance. You give away the beautiful country that you are because you refuse to say, I want to get my hands dirty. I'm sorry for that correction, because right now I'm so upset about this. I even got my biblical data incorrect. You're right.
I go a little bit deeper, and ladies and gentlemen, if you're trying to call in, we're trying to be able to fix the lines.
Because they will cost you today.
Yeah, no, the lines are giving me a problem. So please forgive me for that, but we'll definitely be able to get these quick taken care of as quick as possible. My producer's working on it right now. I will take care of that. But I look at this, and I look at this kind of a position, and over the break, I was trying to be able to think about a couple people, and I don't think I want to start calling names, about where their integrity existed. Their integrity and their commitment. Their fruits indicated that they were integral, that they had integrity.
This was before?
Over the years, right?
During and before? Or just before?
During and before what?
Because once they get involved in politics, it almost seems if they're
watered down. Before we see a lot of people have integrity.
Okay, good.
And then while they're in politics, the introduction of corruption.
Yes.
And then we question whether or not they had integrity at all, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm able to say this. So I looked at this, and I started to think about some women who stood strong, and for the most part, a lot of the women did, right? A lot of the women. In fact, I cannot identify a woman, well, maybe three, that has gone contrarian to their position, their conviction, their call, so forth and so on, right? But I can say to you, as I look at this, Garth, and I look at the layout, that there are a lot of characters who were faulty as it relates to their integrity, their character, their position over the years.
Yes.
And that's a poor thing to say about the Bahamas. It's very a poor thing to say. And this is probably one of the reasons why we continue to be able to amplify this conversation about independence. Because this was during a time when we were bright-eyed and bushy-tailed about the possibilities and the expectation for our country.
Yes.
And I often say that the introduction of crack cocaine into our system, or cocaine into our governance environment, has really shifted the dynamics of how that bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, it led to instant gratification. It led to, I could get this now. And that thinking corrupted the minds of the leaders who saw themselves as freedom fighters and went home with empty cupboards. That corrupted their minds. one time ago, you were content. I would think that Loftus Roker, despite what he would have acclaimed over the years, that his posture has never changed.
Mm-hmm.
Even as he crept towards death.
Mm-hmm.
His posture has never changed. He was a humble man.
Unapologetic.
He was a humble man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he never lived in this kind of a lavish, in terms of his presentation. I don't know his personal life. I don't know where he lived. I don't know none of these things. But I always knew when he showed up authentically. Mm-hmm. This was the level of transparency that existed in those particular spaces that you know he came to serve for transformation in the community.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see that for the most part. We see you present yourself for any and every constituency in this country, and as soon as you open your mouth, my spirit say there's something behind these words. That's crazy to me, Garth. As you talking to me, I could hear your expectation and desire behind your words. And I only could say, okay, man, okay, it's good to talk with you. All the best.
You know what blew my mind, Howard? When I first came back home, I came back in October 2006 after 10 years of being out of the country. And I was walking with my brother through Carmichael. And I really didn't understand Bahamian politics. And the person said to me, do you know Frank Watson? I said, yes, I've met him back then at the Dolphin Hotel. It became the Astoria Hotel. And he's having breakfast with his grandchildren. And I said, I met him. They said, what did you think of him? I said, I believe him to be an honorable man. He was very personable. He actually felt like he was family to me because he invited me to stay. We had a conversation. I don't even know this man. But there was a warmth about him. He said, do you know that when he campaigned in what was then, you know, that constituency went all the way from like Faith Avenue area all the way back to Clifton. That was the old Adelaide, Golden Isles, Clifton seat, right? He said that man took the time to give everybody a seed or a tree, a sapling. Whether it's a mango tree, plum tree, whatever, and he planted that in your yard. And he said, this is for you. This for you and your future. That simple token was something that stuck in the minds of not only the present generation, but all the children growing up ate from that tree. And they say, you know what? You know who gave us that tree? Frank Watson gave tree. That to me is giant of a man. That to me goes beyond a conversation. That tells me that you're not only looking at today, Howard Grant, you're looking at tomorrow.
There's intention.
The intention was for tomorrow.
He was intentional with understanding that there needs to be sustainability.
Yeah.
And
do we have that today?
What can provide that?
I don't know if we have any equal to that today. I must ask you.
I don't know.
I
don't want to start to be able to dissect these guys because it's going to be hard for them. And they can start cussing me. But I don't want to get cussed. I really don't have the energy.
You're ambiguous.
Right?
You weren't getting cussed?
No, I just don't
you
want to.
You got cussed before.
I don't want to hear it. I get cussed many times.
You can get cussed today because the phone ain't working.
And I could deal with cussing. But when I start to dissect these men, I'm not doing it whether or not you're my friend or whatnot. These are the elements that I see. These are the elements that I see. And based upon the elements that I see and identify, this is the kind of position that I have to take. When I look at you, right? And so when I look at this sort of a speculator that says we're looking for a particular person to come in Southern Shores. Now, there are two prominent names that are coming up for Southern Shores, and I'd like to be able to put it to the forefront, Miriam Emanuel and Danley Penn-Mackey, right? There
That's
is an
Free National Movement.
For the Free National Movement,
okay.
Right? Because Southern Shores, they still have Leroy Major in this kind of position.
And we don't know what's happening with
he's
that
He's not
either.
Deflected. He's not detached himself. He's not made any pronouncements.
He just complained.
That's it.
He just complained.
He's just complained.
He feeling a little pinch.
He's saying that, this, right? So as we look at this, Deadly and
Miriam Emanuel.
Uh-huh. These are the two names
that are circulating
that are coming to the forefront. Now, I know that Karen Shepherd and others are in that particular space, but these two names are coming to the forefront as my potential candidates.
Front runners. Yeah. Miriam, because she was a member of parliament for Mike Hall, and Denley Penn, because she is an African that went to the PLP that came back in the year. She has a feather in her cap because of the Abaco situation with Dorian. Right. I got you.
Over the past five days, there has been relentless speculation, and I won't call any names, that a high-ranking official in the Free National Movement seeks to be able to infiltrate this space with their authority and seeking... This has only been speculation. They're saying that, I don't know this to be
but it's accurate. But it's conversation coming from all angles.
All angles.
Which makes you believe that it might have some, what? Truth. Might. It's very highly possible that it could be.
That's the smoke would come in.
Yeah.
And so when we identify these things and we talk about it like this, I only have to say, why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
No, you got to explain the word.
Listen, why y'all ain't like me today. I might as well tell you the truth.
They can't call in, know how
y'all
to argue.
Y'all ain't so like talk straight. Me today.
They cannot call in at this time because the phone ain't working properly, so talk straight. It's only me and you here.
You know, in the government agency, I learned the word technical.
Define that for those who don't understand.
In the government agency, I learned the word technocrat. Let me pull this up. Right?
You ain't control no word.
Now, I only learned this word technocrat when I became, involved in business and being able to do these particular things, right? So the word
technocrat, right?
And so we've been identifying these things and really been able to have conversations about this. And the concept and idea comes from a person who is has specific expertise in a particular area. That's what it is. And so there were administrators and there were other persons, but there were technocrats, right?
Are you a technocrat?
I couldn't say that I am.
You're not an expert in anything?
No, I don't think that I am. I think I'm like my granddaddy. I won't be a jack of all trade, but in this field, I couldn't say that I'm a technocrat. An exponent or an advocate of technology or all these particular things. And these are things is, what is a technocrat, right? It's individuals with technical training and occupations who perceive many important societal problems as being solvable with the applied use of technology and related applications. This is a technocrat. This is a technocrat, okay? Now let's think about this.
Can I solve a problem right now before you go on?
Go ahead.
They can't call in. But maybe they could text. I don't know.
Yeah, the text lines are open. 422-4796. Now, let's do this.
Go ahead.
I've always identified Dr. Dwayne Sands as a technocrat.
Oh, mean because of his medical ability?
Yeah.
I got you.
His trained position.
Yes.
You know, and over the past few months, I have wondered, why Dr. Dwayne remains adamant about serving from a political standpoint?
Now, I don't know.
I like him. I don't have no problem with him. People may think I do.
But people love him as a doctor.
This is what I'm trying to say to you.
People love him as a doctor.
He is literally not just a local technocrat. This
international
man supersedes those.
He's
has
great.
Significant relationships. And I often think about whether or not he had put his time in for what he's committed to politics over the past 10 years or so, if he had taken that time and poured it into an institution, poured it into a concept, an idea to be able to pull people from the region into training them about how heart health and how persons should be able to look at this.
You didn't want that.
But understand what I'm saying to you. The aim is not being able to be identified because of his training and capability. He is bigger than the Bahamas.
We understand that. But he don't want that.
No, I got to say this to
him. But he don't want that.
I got to say this because maybe nobody never tell him like this. Because of your ability, you supersede the Bahamas by so much.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And because he supersedes the Bahamas with his expertise as a technocrat in his area, he can now place himself in the position as he's getting a little older that he could train people, create his own heart institution in the Bahamas to do all these things and bring people, 44 million people in the Caribbean. If you have a heart issue, the first person they would call is Dr. Dwayne Sands.
He didn't want that. Howard.
That is legacy, my brother.
Howard, no. Okay.
That is bigger. And listen to me. If Dr. Dwayne Sands had failed at his medical pursuit the way that he'd failed at politics, because essentially he has gotten 25% of the past four tests that he's taken.
Yes.
25%.
Yes, I agree.
Okay? And that's failure.
That is failure.
Okay, now listen. If he had failed as he pursued these things...
CEO and chairman of the FNM, yes.
As he pursued his medical degree, he would leave that alone.
No, sir. He can't do that.
No, no, I understand what I'm saying. If he had failed the way that he's failing in politics, he would have left that alone.
Yes, but Howard, there's something...
How can you fail at something so much and still get at it?
Howard, there's something called ego.
This ain't invention, you know.
This ego.
Listen, this is not invention. This is not 7-Up. The reason why they call 7-Up is because they failed 6 times in developing this particular concept. Let's be straight. This ain't 7-Up. Let's shoot straight. The reason why they call WD-40, which is water displacement 40, is because they failed 39 times in identifying the proper elements. This is not innovation. You're not bringing a specific thing. This is an expertise. This is an expert in an area. You know, a trained expert.
You know what? Let me tell you the truth. After the break, I'll tell you the truth.
Why does he continue to pursue this in the manner?
I can tell you after the break.
This is bananas to me.
After the break. You know.
I could call 6 who have tried and then tried again and failed twice and they say, this probably ain't for me.
I like that. I like that.
I could call 16 memes.
But is a reason why. After the break.
Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
Show you lots of good times. I'll take you around the world and prove to you that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings and anything you want. That's why I have to sing. Been to Ilusha, been to Inagua,
been there too.
Been to Long Island and Grand Bahama and Walker's Key. So come go with me to Bimini.
Everybody, come on, let me hear you. Do it.
Yeah.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the... You'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible. For everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
He is the king of crunch, the master of flavor, and he's going to set your taste buds on fire with the new King Crunch sandwiches at Burger King Nassau. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and bold chipotle sauce. Plus, fixins cover a crispy chicken patty or 2 flame grilled beef patties on BK's new King Crunch sandwiches that are bigger, better, and bolder than anything around. And they're only available at Burger King Nassau. Try one today.
Living paycheck to paycheck? At Fidelity, we can help you take control of your money, build savings, and create a financial future you're proud of. And we'll do it free of charge. Transform your financial future with our coaching sessions. Make that move. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
There's a richness to the Bahamas that you have to taste to understand. Depending on which island you're on, the Bahamas can be a dilly-infused rum or a guava liqueur with hints of pineapple. The Bahamas can also be a soothing herbal blend. At Bahamas Botanicals and Islands and Keys, we know the Bahamas is complex and diverse, so we couldn't fit it all in just one bottle. Visit any Bristol Wines and Spirits location and enjoy the taste of the archipelago. From cascarilla to coconut and everything in between, Bahamas Botanicals. Keep close to your roots. Please drink responsibly, 18 and over.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Bust right up.
And ladies and gentlemen, please forgive us. Please, por favor, please forgive me that the telephone lines are down right now. Please forgive me. The telephone lines are down. I've gotten a couple of texts on my telephone. Howard, I'm trying to call and so forth and so on. The telephone lines are down right now. So I'm unable to take your telephone calls, but I can take your text. So send your text and I can be able to read this. There's a text here that says, good afternoon, Howard. I see that you don't like to talk about the COI candidates. You have fair to the people. I let them know about all options. Just be fair, man. You're all scared of them. That's a text that's coming through. Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, not Harvard. Okay, I'm not going to fight you. But anyway, let's go, right? So it says, let me read this. It says, good afternoon, HD, Mr. Garth, Roseboro. Analysis of the governmental systems is depressing, right? He doesn't respect quality, right? Once you're an FNM candidate, he doesn't respect you as a worthy person. This is heavy. He says he worships the most lousy PLP candidates as saviors. The people know better. Stand up, Garth, and be that great Bahamian that you are. Be fair in your analysis. This is a text that's coming
through. So what happened when I called Frank Watson? That's PLP FNM.
It was FNM.
Thank you. So what are these people? Something got to be wrong. See, this is what I'm talking about. You singing for your supper. You trying to be something that you shouldn't be. You're not trying to be fair. You're trying to convince people to be like you. Everyone in this country, 52 years of independence, has a right to choose whether they want PLP, FNM, or COI. Everybody has the right. Choose who you want. Stop hating people who are not like you. You need to open your mind and listen. You didn't listen. You always talk about PLP. You never have said no PLP and lift up no PLP. I just talked about Frank Watson, who was a great FN what? M. I always tell you about Tennyson who? Nice. Wells, who was my MP for years. Who was what?
You always say
FNM.
Yeah, you always say that.
So you and your half of air, hell with friggin' you again. I ain't scared to tell you all this. The hell with you this silly season. You go be stupid by yourself. Not God, Roseboro.
So this is Lord God can't even get the Bible characters.
No, because they got me mad.
They can't even get the Bible story characters right. Thank God for correcting. Says, thanks for correcting, God, Howard. Says, I was almost convinced about that story. LOL. They texted. They sent the information in. So this is Howard. Howard and God, which country in the Caribbean and in the region's eights are the most self-sufficient as it relates to farming, etc., including North and South America? You guys wouldn't believe who. Text us the answer.
I like that one.
So it says, good afternoon, Howard and Garth. Nice show yesterday, Garth. It says, Howard, that's garbage. That Minister Darville, this one's dying. That Minister Davos needed approval from the United States government to hire Cuban health officials. We are finished, and that means we're not independent.
I got a text for you, too.
If you heard the rebuttal.
I got a text for you.
From
Anton.
From Anton? Okay, hold on.
Anton says, good day, Garth. I'm calling, but phone isn't being answered.
Yeah, God, Anton, the telephones look like, is it up now? No? Okay, it's not up. All right. So, let's see this. Now, we heard Dr. Davo take on this kind of position. They have presented a proposition to the healthcare workers in the country, right?
Okay.
They have, as Marco Rubio has indicated, you're doing business directly with Cuba, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're doing business directly with Cuba, then you're circumventing our position with these particular things. Mm-hmm. And so the Bahamas had to just kind of scurry and scramble trying to figure out, how do we do this? We need the nurses, but we don't want to be able to attach ourselves to these things. So
Correct. The
nurses that are here, who were sent here by Cuban officials and the Cuban government, they have approached them individually.
Yes.
And presented to them a concept and an idea that says, we want to offer you an individual package as opposed to being able to, the entity that we're being able to take the monies
the
before.
The mediator. Yeah.
Right? Good. And it seems as though some of those persons have said, okay, give me the package, I'll take it.
Okay.
Now the government is like a deer in the headlights. Stunned. Because for the most part, there wasn't an expectation that they would take this.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
And I don't know. The government did not expect that these people would take this. There's a sense of loyalty to these people. And if you're sent here by the Cuban government, you would be able to remain in that particular state. The objective was never coming to the Bahamas. The objective was always going to America. So the idea of being able to have an opportunity in this particular space, they didn't necessarily believe that they would take it. Some of the nurses says we're going to take it. And so now it's time for them to be able to make a decision as to whether or not they can take it. They didn't say, okay, we can take it. Now the government have to say, okay, wait.
They can't say wait.
But the government of the Bahamas says, wait.
No, man. Why?
So we could find out from Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State for the United States of America, and the American government. This satisfies their needs.
Have mercy. You know, that's why I like to sit with you on this show. Because we could always banter and have our little squabble. But at the end of the day, we're solution-based. I like that. I like that, Howard Grant.
You can't come in here, and especially on the heels of independence, as we move towards independence and we celebrate 52 years, and in the depth of maturity that we've identified and squashing this idea of interdependence as opposed of the sovereignty of independence that we have or self-governance. You can't come in here and...
That's a phone call?
This a phone call? Not yet. Okay, sorry. All right? I'm sorry, guys. I'm looking at the board. The board switching up and doing some things that look like a telephone call. You can't do all of this in this kind of a space. Mm-hmm. And then simultaneously... be able to acquiesce, give your strength sovereignty. The lines are wide open, guys. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of violence, 242-35720. You can hit me up, 422-4796. The line should be working now. Yes? Okay, just wait on the telephone call to see if it's working, right? So, in this particular instance... we would have heard the rebut from the rebuttal from Fred Mitchell, and I don't know whether or not he should have answered in sort of that conglomerate of information that he gave. One was sort of a condescension to the accusations or the acquisition that persons would have said and been able to talk about his voice note that perpetuated the LGBTQ. And then he took on this kind of position to say that, well, you know, I could tell them if they didn't know, right? It was too much. And then he also went into this sort of an idea that says America is a force, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to surmise it because I don't have it in front of me, but in so many words that we could be swallowed up or taken out.
I mean, you know that.
By America. But he said that, and it kind of nullifies the concept and idea of sovereignty if you're going to genuflect.
Howard.
But that's just wild. You can't say that. You understand?
Yeah. Howard.
I don't care if a man 8'7", 728 pounds of muscle come to take my wife and beat me up or whatever the case may be. I'm not going to show fear. We can fight. I can deal with your ankles, buddy, because if that's the only thing I can grab, I can do what I have to do because the sovereignty of my home is my responsibility.
But you know the cut-up coming.
Of course we can get a cut-up. The man 8 foot. I got to do all kind of things. I got to strategically think how to deal with this.
Apparently you never watched that video that I saw.
What's this?
We had a fella walk up to the fella and said, man, I give you $100,000 for your wife now. And the wife hold on to her husband, and he looked at his wife like, yeah, we together. He said, what about $250? The wife ain't saying nothing. The husband, that's strong. And he said, no, that's my wife. So I said, okay, I give $1 million for your wife. The wife said, baby, let's see how this works out. I get with him for right now. I can be back.
At least you get $500,000. You get $500,000 on the deal.
You ain't going to get this cut up.
Let me take a telephone call.
You must give me love your wife.
Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon to both of you in the studio.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, just give me a moment. Let me bring in a spoonful of thought here. If you can't handle it, get on the edge.
Go ahead.
First, let me just do some house cleaning. Your statement about the Free National Movement with their plan, if you read the information, they were speaking about two different things. The leader, Michael Pintard, said the findings released of the school health report from the Ministry of Health amounts to a national emergency, as he laid out the party's proposed response to address mental health concerns facing Bahamian teenagers, which we then found out is the underlying issues within the Global Health School report.
Mental health issues, despite the fact that it's been perpetuated and come to the forefront now, have been issues that we've struggled with. If we look at local statistics and not necessarily seeking to grab external statistics, if we just have a conversation with Dr. David Allen, we knew that this existed, especially from 1981.
That's what I'm saying to you. That which brings me to another point. That's just an example, right? And we often do this in the Bahamas. We want to talk about a two-party system, and we always refer to other developing or developed states like the United States. And if you really examine the United States, even their two-party system really didn't come about until 1868. But, you know, we could go into that conversation. But when we talk about even them as we like to emulate, which has kind of become our cultural nuances, we talk about what the Republican did, what the Democratic did, a Democratic Party did. But each time that we begin to speak about those, we talk about a transition of leadership within those particular parties, not a like as if there was a continuation of a single ideology beyond the philosophy of those political parties. Mm-hmm. So in the same way, when we change political parties here and leaders change within those parties, so does the strategy or the methodology of development going forward. And so when we often say, oh, the FNM did this or they didn't do this, it becomes a weak conversation as opposed to looking at what is proposed and the competence of the individual to bring together the necessary people to achieve those particular goals. If you say you go from 2002 Perry Christie or 2012 Perry Christie, there's some similarities and continuation. We can see this in Donald Trump. I think he's the second person or so that did the double two terms in the U.S. non-consecutive. And so you can see the overlaying or interconnectivity of those two terms of continuation. And so now that you say you're looking at the Free National Movement or you're looking at Mr. Brave Davis, you look at each of those as they stand on their own. And so comparatively speaking, we must now speak by Mr. Michael Pintard versus the vision of the Progressive Liberal Party, which they're offering Mr. Davis once again.
The Free National Movement, just like governments, are continuous. The Free National Movement has to be able to build on the tenets, and I appreciate the telephone call, Ma. Thank you so much. The Free National Movement has the responsibility for being able to build on the tenets, the pillars. There has to be a foundation, and every dispensation of leader that comes into the Free National Movement or the PLP does not shift the foundation, does not shift the constitutional elements, does not shift the entire trajectory of the organization. Their responsibility is to add to value to those particular things. In fact, introduced to the public was this kind of a concept and idea of adding value. What value that you're getting for these particular things by the Free National Movement. This conversation that I'm having with you is not to discredit the concepts and ideas that exist here. I'm simply saying for an organization that has umpteen thousand people who's responsible and has been a part of the organization from 50-some years now, and seeking to be able to build the country and move it in the particular direction, if you cannot walk and chew gum the same time, maybe you should dismantle your organization. I am simply saying that conversation that surround mental health, there should be a division responsible, a think tank that's coming up with concepts and ideas even during your lull period, even during your downtime. When you're out of government, there should be conversations that start to happen that mold and forge your next charter for government, your next concept of what should happen. We're here sitting now. We're sitting now. And all we get is fragments, increment, just a little piece, a pinch of a concept, and still has not gotten the charter for government from the Free National Movement, a manifesto to say that this is what we could expect from Michael Pintard and a Michael Pintard government. You keep fighting me. You keep fighting me to correct me on the Free National Movement. I'm not fighting you. I stand on my position. And all I am saying is that this party can't be so, you got torchbearers, you got women association, you got men association, you got elders, you got MCMs, you got this, you got that, you got an organization. It is literally an organization, and we have to wait for you to react to something. That is crazy to me. That's crazy to me. And listen, this onus doesn't only exist for and on the FNM. The PLP is also guilty of this in many instances. Many. We are talking about national issues as we creep towards July 10th. And I'm saying to you, from a nationalistic posture and position, this is what I'm seeing. You fight me. Let me take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Alan?
Anton, you finally get it. Forgive me, the phone wasn't working. It just started working.
I know. Mm-hmm. I said, why won't you... I hope you come to this whole life before the show ends.
Go ahead.
Hey, God, what's going on?
Hey, right, your man. I just heard from Iguana. They don't have no phone, no internet, can't get no...
Let me offer this because, you know, my time running.
Mine too. But go ahead.
Look here.
You ain't care with my people in Iguana, Anton?
No, of course I care. But
so I only want to let you know because I want you to do me a favor. I need you. I'm glad you called. I want you to do me a favor. My people can't get no food in Iguana. Because they don't have no phone or internet. They got to call the wholesaler to ship the food. I just want you to hear it. I want the people to witness what I say to you. Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Hey, Howard.
Go ahead. Howard. What you say?
Listen, I didn't want to hop into it instantly, right? And so, hence, the last conversation we had last week when the FNM ratified their first 17 candidates, I just extended a congratulations to them, right? Because I thought that was a mature and decent thing, right? However, let's talk business now. You know, some of these candidates that have been ratified, those ones who have been there before, some of them are very sketchy people, sketchy people, and their reputations stink to low hell. Stink to low hell. As a matter of fact, I'll go out on the limb and say that.
Don't call no name, Anton. Go ahead.
Don't go there.
No. Okay. You could be general.
Like, yeah.
They're not going to fight you.
Like, yeah. And so, I put it this way. One or two of those people who was ratified by the council of the FNM, right? And the leader, Michael Pintard, they don't mean the Bahamas and Bahamian people no good.
It's heavy what
they
you say.
They don't know how to separate personal politics and governance. This, in every way possible, they are the worst of the worst.
Who's the worst of the worst again?
No, he ain't called no names. And I don't want him to call no names.
Okay. In our country. I would stop me just now when I was...
No, I don't want you to call no names. Go ahead.
Okay.
At least one of them.
No, right? don't do that.
I don't have no time to step in puddle with no growing mind.
Yeah, I accept that.
And so I respect you, Howard, as the host of the show.
Yeah, people sensitive this time. I don't need nobody.
Call me after the show. I want to hear what you say.
Yeah, but we can imagine who he's saying.
I want to imagine. I want to hear.
And you know, some of these people only getting by family name because they bring nothing else to the table except family name. They had some great distinction, some of them, with family name. But when it came down to them, they dropped the ball terribly, terribly. Mm. They are just disgusting human beings. Mm. Now, let me move on to the second point that I wanted to mention to you, Howard.
Quickly, Anton, we got 2 minutes.
Yeah. Look, man, we are an independent nation, no doubt about it. But as I always say, and as I've said to you last week, Howard, as I've been saying for the last 20-plus years of talk shows, independence comes with a price. Look, no matter what country you discuss on this planet Earth, none of them are completely self-reliant.
Okay.
They all depend on one another for one thing or the other. What they do better than us, though, is that self-reliance is far greater than ours. In other words, a lot less. for certain things, and we depend a lot more for certain things. But you also have to appreciate that as a small island developing state, we are very limited in what we can do realistically to impact movement on the world stage. Therefore, it makes us as a small island developing state subject in many ways that we would dislike. But as a family man, you should know, Howard, when you become married, when you have children, your life, you set aside your priorities for the best of your wife and your children. The government in a small and developing state has to do the same thing. However, we can do a much better job. It's already being demonstrated throughout the region, especially as it relates to tourism. Just to give you an example.
I like it, Anton.
We have yet to capitalize on tourism. Smaller island states within the region that don't have the GDP per capita that we have are doing far better than we are doing in capitalizing on the opportunities that derive in tourism. We have to be able to multiply that and take that same cause and effect from every aspect of business that we conduct in our country.
I like it, Anton.
That is a feeling. But it's a private conversation for another day.
Thank you, Anton. I appreciate you, Anton. Let me see if I can get one more telephone call. Call, you got 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Let me try in 15 seconds. Here, the Bahamas, to that young man who squandered his inheritance and returns home in shame. And he was embraced by the father. I'm sure you're familiar with the story of the prodigal son.
The prodigal son, yeah.
But now, you see, the younger son symbolizes the earthly Bahamas, trying to navigate through all the trials of the conventions and the whole nine yards. Now, when that son died, or when the Bahamas has to die, as you will clearly see, the foreigner among you will rise above while you sink below.
Oh,
because
Lord.
Your country is full of
lawlessness. That's another show.
So when that son dies, the older boy can say, now listen, you comparing what he could have been had he stayed at home. So the thing is, the Bahamas is going to be compared to that son, that perfect one, who would live in such a divine perfection. Now when you come back and look at what you have become, squandering the wealth of the country, that's your judgment,
wow.
Bahamas.
Howard, I appreciate your telephone call.
I got to squeeze it in, please. Dr. Leonard Johnson, Bahamian, son of the soil, is now the vice president of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. This is historical. The first Seventh-day Adventist pastor to ever achieve such a feat. I just want to give congratulations to him as we go into 52 years. And as for those responsible for the internet and phone for marijuana, the people can't get no food or order any food to the island because they don't have no phone or no internet. We need to get that fixed quickly. I appreciate you, Howard Grant, and the foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in. We're going to be able to shore up ourselves to see if we can be able to get Kai Mills. He just hit me with a voice note. He said, but you have to call me.
Call me.
You
call me now.
Call me. Then we can talk about that. Yeah, so we're going to be able to do that, guys. So we're looking to have a good show tomorrow. We're going to make some modifications because we know you don't have any Small Business Thursday, so we do our best to be able to accommodate those particular persons and trying to dive into this conversation. I thank you so very kindly for being able to have an unorthodox kind of a taboo conversation as we creep towards independence, but I'm hoping that you know where our hearts are right here on the foundation. I thank you so very kindly, guys. I'm going to see you tomorrow. God spare our life. You have a good day.
And the sailing boats beneath the bridge so high, I feel the sun and my heart within me leaving to come back to Nassau, to the sun, the sea, and the sky.
Hey, island boy!